A new film from Venezuela called The Liberator opens in the U.S. this week. It's a sweeping biopic about Simón Bolívar, and it's one of the most expensive films ever produced in Latin America. Bolívar was a founding father of independent South America, but he remains relatively unknown to most North Americans, as we hear from NPR's Bilal Qureshi.
Simón Bolívar was called the George Washington of Latin America. In less than 15 years, the Venezuelan leader liberated what became six countries from Spanish rule.
Hoy proclamamos la Gran República Americana de Colombia.
Today, Bolívar's vision of a united Latin America still inspires politicians, activists, and artists.
Is this energy that people felt that's still alive?
Alberto Arvelo directed The Liberator.
We didn't understand at the beginning why we don't have a film about Simón Bolívar. I mean, that's incredible.
The Liberator is an adventure story made for the big screen. It has rousing speeches, battle scenes, and stunning landscapes. Think Braveheart meets the jungle. Director Alberto Arvelo says Latin America itself is one of the central characters in Bolívar's story.
He liberated a territory that starts in the Caribbean, in Margarita Island, for example, and gets to the heart of the Andes. He rode on horseback more than 70,000 miles. So that's a fundamental part of his saga, somehow.
Simón Bolívar is played by actor Edgar Ramírez.
In a way, it felt like we were going to a journey towards our own identity through the nature.
Ramírez is a rising star of both independent and Hollywood cinema, and The Liberator is designed for a global audience. It premiered at the Toronto Film Festival, has an international cast, and has original music composed by Venezuelan conductor Gustavo Dudamel. Daniel Batzik is releasing the film in the U.S. He says in addition to targeting art house crowds, The Liberator is being marketed to this country's Spanish-speaking communities.
And I just sort of felt that given the fact that there is definitely a Hispanic audience that is growing in this country, that we could play a crossover. We could play it both as an art house film, but also as a film for that community.
So the film will premiere in Amarillo and El Paso, Texas, on the same day it opens in New York and L.A. The Liberator was recently screened at the American Film Institute, where it was introduced by writer Marie Arana.
In cinematic ways, it was a beautiful film. And then there's the matter of history, the small matter of history.
Arana wrote a major biography of Simón Bolívar, and she hadn't seen the film before she was asked to introduce it. She was disappointed. For one, she says lead actor Edgar Ramírez looks nothing like Simón Bolívar.
He was a physically slight man. He was, 5'6", barely 130 pounds. He had a very meager chest. He had spindly legs. He had hands that were small and delicate, like a woman's almost. And the figure that we see on the screen, Edgar Ramírez, is big, handsome, chunky, hunky,
Arana says timelines are wrong and Bolívar's political complexity is flattened to empty speech. She says it's important to get Bolívar's story right because of all the ways it's been wronged.
In the past 200 years since Bolívar died, his legacy has been manipulated in so many ways. I mean, two Venezuelan presidents exhumed his bones and reburied him and tried to cloak themselves in his glory. And the right has taken him, the Francisco Franco, who was the right-wing dictator of Spain, and Augusto Pinochet, who was the right-wing dictator of Chile, took him as their hero. And so did the revolutionaries like Fidel Castro and Che Guevara. So this is a life that has been used for many purposes.
One of the ideas the film gets right, Arana says, is the multiracial face of Bolívar's revolution. On screen, as in real life, Bolívar sees a colonial system steeped in inequality, racial hierarchy, and slavery. His conscience is shaken, and he begins his mission to abolish slavery and integrate the races. The Bolívar on screen dances with slaves, lives in the jungles among the Indians, and rallies for their cause in European capitals. For actor Edgar Ramírez, those images still matter.
One of the greatest debates in Latin America will always be the social gap between rich people and poor people. And that is one of the things that we inherited from the Spanish rule, from colonial times. There were so many privileges within the colonial system given by social position and by racial background that I think has affected a lot the way our societies have developed. And Bolívar was very aware of that.
Ramirez says because of Simón Bolívar's impassioned campaign for abolition, his story in South America is connected to the North American story.
Abolition had started, the process had started already in South America 3 or 4 decades before Lincoln's time. But those 3 generations, Washington, Bolívar, and Lincoln, they are probably the greatest generations that this entire continent has ever given. And the values of enlightenment were completely carried out by these generations.
The Liberator is an imperfect film, says Bolivar biographer Maria Arana. But it is an entry point for people in this country to understand the man and the landscape that made modern Latin America. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.